Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord. I am rejoicing in the Lord in this Tuesday morning, rejoicing because God has given unto me another day. God has given me an opportunity to be a light in this dark world. He has given me an opportunity to become the salt in this world, bring flavor to those people that I come by and that come across my path today. That I recognize one thing, that I am the salt, the flavor. I should radiate the sweetness of God's grace out of my life. Will you join with me on this Tuesday morning and radiate God's sweetness out of your life? Let somebody find flavor around you today in Jesus' name.
Amen. The spirit of a man can only meet its ultimate potential if it's combined with the spirit of God. The spirit of a man, which God has put within us. In Job chapter 32, verse 8, it says, but there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. So when we allow the spirit of man within us to be filled with the spirit of God, we will have understanding. We will be able to go forth and do that which God has sent us in the earth to do. We left off yesterday in Psalm chapter 25, verses 4 and 5. Show me your ways, O Lord.
Yes.
Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. So here David's saying it's not just a one-time encounter.
Come on. Yes.
It's not just I recite the sinner's prayer and then that's it. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
He's saying continually,
yeah,
show me your ways. So when God shows us something, then we have to be taught the path in order to obtain it. It says the same in Job. It says that we will declare a thing and it will be established for us, and then light will shine on our ways. So just because we see something doesn't mean that we're able to obtain it, right? We have to be taught the path in order to obtain it. So he says, teach me your paths, lead me in your spirit, and teach me. So we are following God. He says, you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. So he's, yes, waiting on the leading of the Lord for each situation, but he's also willing to be taught and to follow. Sometimes we use that as a great procrastination strategy. We say, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting on the Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, during that waiting period, what are we doing? Are we allowing him to teach us? Are we allowing him to lead us? Or are we just saying that we're waiting? Is our time productive while we're waiting? Or is our time unproductive as we're waiting? And if it's unproductive, then that could be why we haven't seen the full manifestation yet, because we haven't used that time to be taught and that time to follow his truth and his teaching.
If you look now in Exodus 33, an example that we need to find the path of God in this life, mm-hmm, what God would have us to do. Now, let's go to Exodus 33, Diana, and start at verse 1.
Mm-hmm. Verse 1, then the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up from here, you and your people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt.
That's true.
To the land of which I swore to Abraham,
yes,
Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your descendants, I will give it.
So that's a promise of what? God.
Mm-hmm. Generational promise.
A generational promise.
A long-standing promise.
And yet God is reminding Moses of that promise. Of that promise. Over this next 6 months, whatever God has promised you, it will come to pass. Whatever God has promised you will surely come to pass. When you do exactly what this guy does, you and I have to follow these examples of these patriarchs. We have to walk in their what? Footsteps. And we give you three of them this morning. We give you Job. We give you David. And now we're giving you Moses. Look at it. Continue to read that because it's so good.
Verse 2, and I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite and the Amorite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people. And when the people heard this bad news, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments. So these things are on total alignment with Psalm chapter 25. He said, show, teach, lead, show, teach, lead. So he's telling them, look, these are the things I have shown generationally for you to be able to inhabit the promised land. Then he begins to teach them the process. He says, look, I'm going to send my angel before you, and it's going to drive out the enemy. So the enemy is going to be driven out, but they still have to go forward and possess it. That God's not bringing them in, just lifting them and dropping them in. He is driving out the enemy, but they have to be willing to go and possess their possession. And then he's telling them, look, I'm not going to be right up in your midst. I'm not going to be there carrying you physically into the place. I've already cleared the path. I've already told you which way to go. Now it's time for you to do it. So it says, when the people heard, they called this bad news. It sounded like good news to me. Good news that there's a place that's set for them. The promise that's been from generation to generation is about to come to pass, that the Lord is sending an angel before them to clear the way. That sounds good. He's telling them it's a land flowing with milk and honey. The only thing he said, look, I can't be up in the midst with you, otherwise I'll consume you on your way because you are stiff-necked. And what does stiff neck mean? It means the exact same thing stiff neck means today. If you have a stiff neck, if you wake up with a stiff neck, it is painful to turn direction. And that's where they were. They were stuck in their ways. They did not want to turn direction. They wanted to do things their way. It hurt to turn because it's a stiff neck. We've all experienced it at some point. You want to look to the left or you want to look to the right, but it's very difficult because your neck is stiff. So that he's explaining to them, and then now they're responding in a way where they're considering all of this bad news, and they mourn, and no one puts on his ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, say to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I could come up into your midst in one moment and consume you. Now, therefore, take off your ornaments that I may know what to do to you. And there's so much just right there in that scripture about taking off your ornaments, taking off your outer appearance, taking off all the facade, taking off all the, different things, the religious things and such that we do to try to compensate for the fact that we're in disobedience. So he's telling them to take those things off so he could see the reality, so he could get to the core of their spirit man.
Yes. So this is power. This is so powerful. Continue to read down because it speaks, Diana.
So the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the Tabernacle of Meeting, which was outside the camp. So it was whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle that all the people rose and each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle.
Okay, go ahead, continue. Read.
And it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses.
Come on, let's see what happened.
All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose and worshiped, each man in his tent door. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
Yeah.
Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me.
Yeah.
Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight.
Yeah.
Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I might find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people."
Yeah, we can stop there. Mm-hmm. But we get the picture here. Mm-hmm. We get the picture of the connecting verses. Psalms 25, Job 32, and Exodus 33. And the theme of this whole entire study, that the spirit that God put in us can never or will never reach its full potential unless it connects 100% with the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's looking for a natural man, right? He's asking God, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. So he's looking for a natural man. But then the Lord says to him in verse 14, he said to him, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." Then he said, Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here." So there Moses is looking for a natural man. He's trying to reason it out by carnality. The Lord says to him, "No, it's not a natural man that you need. It's my presence. It's my spirit that'll be able to bring you through." So he's telling him, you have to be able to follow these directions by the spirit, through the spirit man. And then Moses receives the enlightenment which God gives him. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.